with Bob and Corby. It is 8:40 on the ticket. Razor joins us here in 15 minutes, our weekly Stars segment. But first, since it's Valentine's Day, we thought we would get Cupid on the show with some Valentine's Day tips. So good morning, Cupid. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Okay.
Well, that's not the voice I expected.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy B-Day to you guys, too. Good to be talking with you.
So you have some Valentine's Day tips for our listeners.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, yours is about the only show I really want to do today because it's a very busy day for me, as you can imagine.
Right, yeah.
But I love your program. I listen on the Sports Day app and, you know.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, just a few too many cigars this morning.
Oh, you smoke cigars.
Yeah. You know, it's a beaten down job, but what else can I do? You know, I'm 2 foot tall. I'm, you know, I'm a grown man, but in a baby body.
Right.
You know, got to fly around with the dang bow and arrow and the little harp that I got to play the romantic music on.
A lot going on. So you really do all of that?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, flying around at 30,000 feet wearing only a diaper, you know, that's a real nut shrinker right there.
I bet it's cold up there.
Oh, my God. You ain't kidding. You know, and so, I mean, the job wears on you after a while.
I would imagine.
I'm 2 foot tall and 50,000 years old. So, I mean, you know, it's not a lot of other jobs I can get right now.
Right,
know?
Right. What kind of bow you shooting?
What's that?
What kind of bow you shooting these days? A Matthews or?
No, you know, I used to have a Matthews, but then I'm going with a Bear product.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a compound recurve.
Oh, all right.
Which is kind of an odd combination, but yeah, that's what I'm shooting these days.
Okay.
Yeah, we're using about 80 grain tips on it. But anyway.
Well, pretty cool to have the icon of Valentine's Day on our program with tips to our listeners. This is great of you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. It's a real pleasure to be on. But, you know, love has changed a lot in the years that I've been Cupid.
Sure.
You know, I'm not into the whole gay thing myself, you know.
Okay.
I'm cisgender, non-poly. But, but you know, times change, and that's great. But the big guy has me shooting a lot of arrows into the gays these days.
Okay. Oh. Well, you know, or just everybody. You can just say everybody.
I think it's beautiful, you know. A lot of gays getting married, having kids, and that sort of thing.
Sure.
And I think it's wonderful because love should multiply. We need more love, less hate. That's kind of what Cupid's all about.
That's
so,
right.
But a lot of arrows in the gays. You know, sometimes.
Jeez.
Sometimes I shoot them with the arrows and then kind of hang around to watch it unfold. That's interesting.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, their libido starts redlining and they start messing with each other. And I just kind of recline and ease the front of my diaper down.
Oh, you know? Man. That's just a terrible visual.
Get into the rhythm of a lazy tug. But
see, I thought you would have moved on and that you didn't linger, that you had so many hearts to shoot arrows through.
When it's something you're not used to, you kind of want to see what goes on, you know.
Yeah, because I guess ironically, you don't have like a companion, huh?
I don't, George. Thanks for bringing that up.
I'm sorry.
You know, that once again, not a lot of ladies interested in the 2 foot man who smokes cigars and wears a diaper.
but you got the flying thing. I think they'd be impressed by that.
You know, that's what I would think. I'm like, hey, I got a superpower here. And they're like, it doesn't matter. You're wearing a diaper. I don't care. Well, that's great. You can fly somewhere else, you know? Yeah.
Right.
But I got some hints for this Valentine's Day for the men for the men who are with the lady. This is kind of more of a, you know, heterosexual list, and I apologize for that. But,
all right.
But, you know, hint number one from Cupid, do something special for her. You know, Valentine's Day is a special day. Do something special for her. And a lot of people may say, you know, wake her up in that special way. Mm. But, you know, I don't say that. Come on. It's been overnight. You know, you ever try to peel apart a grilled cheese sandwich? No.
What? Cupid?
Wait until later in the day for that stuff. Instead, make her breakfast in bed.
Okay, that's a nice special thing to do.
Yeah, And I mean make it there in bed. Bring a hot plate and a skillet in bed and mix up some buckwheat cake.
Sounds dangerous.
Right there in bed. Yeah, there's a fire hazard, but it's still, it's special. Number two, buy her something special. Every lady would like you to have a new sports car or a new motorcycle you've had your eye on.
Buy yourself something special?
Yeah, because she wants you to be happy,
okay,
right?
Okay, all right.
So she'll be really impressed that you're willing to lay out so much cash to make her happy.
All right.
Number three, buy her a nice meal on Valentine's Day.
All right.
Give her a gift certificate to her favorite restaurant so that she can head out with her hens. And they can go and drink their white wine and gab and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Buy her that nice meal. You fund it. You fund it.
You're out of the mix, though, but you just fund it.
That's right. Number four, show her some of your favorite sporting events you've recorded on your DVR over the years.
Okay.
They love it. They like getting that little peek into inside your life, you know. And what
do they?
Like. Uh-huh. Number five, call your in-laws and organize a surprise visit from their daughter. You guys get together, and then when you see the lady, surprise her with a gift certificate for a two-week vacation to her parents' house while you hold down the fort.
Not a bad tip.
And number six, this is a bonus tip. Sleep with a hooker to prove your love to her.
How does
that's
that
not going to work, dude.
Don't tell her about this. Don't tell her about this, but just sleep with the hooker just to see if you like it more. You know, chances are you're going to be like, you know, I don't want to fall in love with this hooker and have a long marriage with this person. So, yeah, I choose the wife. You'll go back to the wife after the hooker. That proves your love.
That does prove
That's
your love.
That's really twisted, though.
That proves your love. Those are just some tips from me, Cupid.
Well, okay. We even got a bonus tip.
Look, I invented Eros. Listen to me, guys. I'm trying to make it simple for you. Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh. And take a bite out of crime, too, right?
Take a bite out of crime. That's exactly right there, George. Hey, do you think OJ did it? See, I'm saying yes.
We need to move along.
We got Razor right. coming up, so
all right,
thanks,
take
Cupid.
All right, bye-bye.
We'll see you. There goes Cupid, 847 on the ticket.